Let's see who knows how to harmonize on this song. I think you all know how the chorus goes. Do everything. Turn, turn. It is the season. Turn, turn, turn. And the time for every purpose under. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant. A time to reap, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to laugh, a time to weep. Sing harmony to everything. Turn, turn, turn. There is a season. And the time for every purpose under heaven. A time to build up, a time to break down, a time to dance, a time to mourn. A time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones together. A time of love, a time of hate, a time of war, a time of peace, a time you may embrace, a time to refrain from embracing everything. And a time for every purpose under heaven. A time of duress, a time to gain, a time to lose, a time to rend, a time to sow, a time of love, a time of hate, a time of peace. I
swear it's not too
late. To everything.
Turn, turn, turn.
There is a season. Turn, turn, turn. And a time for every purpose under heaven. Way back over 50 years ago when I put this song together, I had to rearrange the words in the Bible a little because they didn't all rhyme. But my wife said, we had two children then, age 6 and age 8, she says, "You ought to have some verses for children." Well, I said, "Why don't you make them up?" And just this year, I found it was fun to sing them. A time for work, a time for play, a time for night, a time for day, a time to sleep, a time to wake, a time for candles on the cake. A time for every purpose under heaven. That second verse. A time to get, a time to give, a time to remember, a time to forgive. Time to hug, a time to kiss, a time to close your eyes and wish to enter. There is a sea, enter. Now we have some wonderful musicians up on the stage. Want to play? Play a verse. A time to fuss, cry, and make a fuss. A time to leave and catch the bus. A time for quiet, a time for talk. A time to run, a time to that's time for every purpose. A time for heaven. Now this is for all children to remember. A time to dress, a time to eat, a time to sit and rest your feet, a time to teach, a time to learn, a time for all to take their turn, to everything turn. There is a season turn. And a time for every purpose under heaven. A time for dirt, a time for soap, a time for tears, a time for hope, a time for fall, a time for spring, a time to hear the robins sing. And a time for every purpose under heaven. Oh, I want to hear more harmony to everything. There is a season. Turn. And the found that a song I put together 54 years ago, I hadn't sung it much, and I came across it in a book I'd put together of my songs, and I started singing. I found it was a lot better song than I realized. It's darkest before the dawn. This thought keeps me moving on. If we could heed these early warnings, the time is now, quite early morning. If we could heed, sing it. These early warnings. The time is now.
The time is now.
Quite early morning.
Quite early morning.
Some say that humankind won't long endure. But what makes them feel so doggone sure? I know that you, who hear my singing, could make those freedom bells go ringing. I know that you, who hear my singing, who hear my singing, could make those freedom bells go ringing. And so we keep on while we live, until we have no more to give. And when these fingers can strum no longer, and the old banjo too young, one stronger,
singing tomorrows,
through all this world of joy and sorrow.
Get that harmony.
We sing and singing tomorrow,
singing again,
through all this world of joy and sorrow. steadfast. See tomorrow one more time through all this world. How joy and sorrow we sit. I'll simply close by saying, I really apologize for being late. I did not count on the traffic. We arrived at George Washington Bridge at about 11:15, but then we tried to drive in New York City. I guess we gotta sing one more song.
What are you playing then?
Here it is. Good. Here it is. Wait a minute, no, that's not it. I'll use yours.
What key are you playing?
It's key of C.
Good.
Key of C. The words of this song were written by one of the two geniuses I knew in my life. One was Woody Guthrie, and the other was the man who sang bass in the Weavers, Lee Hayes. His father was a Methodist preacher, but he was in vaudeville. He became a lefty during the Depression. He was singing in black churches and white churches, all in the state of Arkansas. And he knew many old gospel songs, just changed one word, and they had a new verse. So he sent me a song with four verses almost the same, except they changed just one or two words. I put a tune to it, but it wasn't that good a tune. Peter, Paul, and Mary improved my tune. And then the song went around the world. If I had a hammer, I'd hammer it more. I'd hammer it all over this land. Danger, a hammer of danger. Warning. Hammer out a warning. Love,
hammer out the love between my brothers and my sisters
all
over this land.
If I had a bell, if I had a bell, ring it,
I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land.
Danger!
I ring about this
warning.
I ring about warning.
Love!
I ring about the love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land.
If I had a song,
if I had a song,
sing it,
I'd sing it in the morning. I'd sing it in the evening,
all
over this land.
Danger!
I'd sing up just I'd sing up a warning.
Love!
I'd sing about the love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land.
Well, I got a hammer.
I got a hammer.
A bell.
And I've got a bell.
A song.
And I've got a song to sing.
Sing.
All over this land.
It's the banner of
justice,
freedom.
It's the bell of freedom.
Love.
It's the song about love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land.
You know, the people with money can break up any big thing they want. But what are they going to do about millions of little things? And this gathering today is just the beginning of gardens all through New York and other towns. The little town I live in, 60 miles north, was put together 300 years ago by a 16-year-old Dutch girl who married an English captain. And he found she had a piece of paper saying that because her father had given money here and given money there, she had 20,000 acres on the side of the Hudson. And her husband says, let's go up there and we can sell the land to farmers. They went up there and they made a deal with the Indians. They'd only sell land in the valley. It was a big triangle. The Hudson was one side, the mountains going northeast was another side, and they surveyed a straight line from the Hudson over to the mountains. And they built a little house because there was a waterfall there. And they had a big stone made with grooves in it so they could grind corn. And then the sailboat they had was probably 30 or 40 feet, not a great big one like the Clearwater, which is 75 feet on deck, but it was, they had brought the stone up there. The man, Captain Brett, was looking one direction and the wind shifted just a little and caught the rear corner of the sail and it whipped across, hit him in the back of the head, knocks him in the water and he drowns. Now this Dutch girl had, they had three little kids, I think none of them, all under four. And I'm sure her family, and maybe his, thought she'd give up this ambitious project. But I call it the tugboat Annie syndrome. The husband dies, the wife says, I can do this job. And for 50 more years she lived. She got on horseback. Oh, she got other women to take care of the babies. And she got on horseback and went around with surveyors. Let's sell a farm here. Let's sell a farm there. And she made deals with people who didn't have enough money they could pay over time. And they called her Madame Brett. Her house still stands right near Main Street in the little town of Beacon. Although there were originally two towns, the waterfall they called Mattawan because in the Delaware Indian language, Mattawan means place of rushing waters. And then that town grew first, then they put in a railroad in 1847, and now the river part, and a straight line between the two got called Main Street. And the two towns grew closer and closer and closer till exactly 100 years ago this year, they said, this is silly to have two towns. And they became one town and called it Beacon after the mountain, because George Washington had said they ought to have a beacon on top of that mountain to help guide the ships. Of course, in those days, a beacon, one man had to live up there and gather dry wood, chop it, saw it, and then when nighttime came, he lit a fire, and you could see this fire miles and miles away. That's what a beacon was 200 years ago, just a mere 200 years ago. Well, now, if we do our job right, 200 years from now, they will look back to this day when you showed people how planting gardens will bring people together.